And good morning. This half hour, what do we have? Well, water. Water everywhere. On the east coast, that is. Floods north of New South Wales. But in Western Australia, the concern is still drought. Farmers, unfortunately, doing it very tough. Perth's drinking water supply is critically low as well. Our problem's small, though, compared to those in Greece. The debt crisis is again rearing its head. Violent street protests over the austerity plans there. The Greek Prime Minister, Yorgos Papandreou, is pledging to form a unity government. He's even offering to resign, with fears that Greek politicians may now opt for a default option. And if that happens, it'll have worldwide implications. We'll cross to Athens for developments on this. But first, a fascinating insight into how the Romans lived 2,000 years ago. It's the discovery of, well, what's been really called a treasure trove of human waste. It's been found in a sewer beneath the ancient city of Herculaneum in southern Italy. It was buried by the Vesuvius eruption of 79 AD, the same eruption, of course, which destroyed Pompeii. And leading this research is Professor Andrew Wallace Hadrill, a director of the Herculaneum Conservation Project at Cambridge University. And he's surprised at the sheer range of food that we've discovered in the diets of everyday Romans. He's with us now from Cambridge. Welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Hi there, good morning to you. Of course, evening over here.
Yes, indeed. 800 sacks of compacted human waste, that's a lot to work through. What has it revealed about the diet and lifestyle of everyday Romans 2,000 years ago?
Well, the great thing about this stuff, of course, is it comes from a block of flats, so they really are very ordinary people. They're way down the social hierarchy. Now, we know loads about what the rich ate, but we generally imagine the poor had a very poor diet. And the terrific stuff about what you find from this waste is the range of foods they're eating. They're eating fish, they're eating meat, more fish than meat. It's a seaside resort. Then there's fruit and nuts. They've got figs. In fact, Herculaneum was famous for its figs, and there are dozens and dozens of these fig pips. And then there are specialities they clearly enjoyed very much, like sea urchins. And lots of little spines from sea urchins. So it's a fantastic range of stuff.
And we can conclude, I guess, therefore, with this diverse diet, a diverse diet normally associated with the more wealthy, that they were healthier.
I guess that a modern doctor, you know, they'd look at this and say, this is a great Mediterranean diet, try it.
Tell me about the actual, well, poo. Is it, how does poo look after 2,000 years?
It looks amazingly like garden soil. And when you think of it, that's what garden soil is. It's composted material. Probably it would have composted just in a couple of years. But after 2,000 years, I'm afraid to say it's completely odor-free. We get no prizes for bravery in going down there.
You still should probably wash your hands after a day's work.
We certainly do.
And so what, it's inside this sewer, like a clay pipe, and then you conclude that was poo?
Oh, no, it's much, much bigger than a clay pipe. This is a vast construction. It's about a metre wide, about 3 metres high, and it goes on for 70 metres in length. It's like a cathedral down there. It's an extraordinary structure. And to begin with, it's a bit like the sewers of Paris or something like that. We thought we were in a great sewer system. And then we found there's no way out. It's end-stopped. So it operated as a septic tank. Stuff just stayed there and rotted away.
Fantastic. So we know about the diet. What else was found down there?
Well, they had rather wide downpipes, and each of the flats and each of the shops had its own downpipe into this sewer, and they chucked anything that got broken. So, I mean, there's a load of kitchen waste. When they're preparing food, chopping stuff up, they scrape that down the drain. But also, every time they break a pot or a lamp or anything like that, down the drain it goes. And sometimes they lose down the drain stuff they clearly didn't mean to lose. There are quite a lot of coins, though it's a very acidic environment, so they get terribly corroded. But there are also rings. There's a wonderful gold ring with a signet on it. In fact, there are no less than six we have found so far, and we've only been through 70 of the 700 bags of stuff.
And what will happen with these artifacts?
It's a big problem for us, because one of the teasing things is we know that the ability of science to interpret, to analyze this material has just leapt forward in the last generation. And of course, we have to remember that in another 30 years' time, they may have other techniques of telling all sorts of things, possibly about disease and so on, which just at the moment we can't extract from the material. So it's really important to keep some aside for future generations.
And tell me more about the town. Legend has it was founded by Hercules himself when he was returning from Iberia, one of his travels?
Well, of course, that's the local legend. Herculaneum is a long and complicated name, but it simply means City of Hercules. And they had lots of images of Hercules all around the town, paintings, statues, and so on. But we, at the moment, just can't find any evidence for any life before about 300 BC. And that's a bit late for Hercules.
And some of the buildings, what stories high?
This particular building where the sewage was found is three stories high, and it may have been even higher before the enormous devastation caused by a volcanic eruption. But it's a really impressive multiple occupancy block of flats. And I'll tell you one thing, Roman concrete lasts a great deal better than modern concrete. And one of the problems we have on site is going around repairing roofs that were only made 50 years ago, when the Roman concrete is just fine. The modern concrete collapses.
Are you still, after all these years of scholarship, surprised anew at the sophistication of the Romans?
I absolutely am, yes. I know, of course, we all know that these guys were incredibly clever, but then human beings are. We know that the Roman Empire, gathering its vast wealth, the wealth of all the Mediterranean concentrated really in Italy, that enables people to do amazing things. But even so, when you discuss the detail of what they were able to do, we've recently discovered a wooden roof of a house, and it's amazingly decorated and so on. This is the first time the wood of a roof has been preserved and excavated, and this still excites one.
Professor, thank you for sharing the excitement with us this morning.
You're very welcome.
And Professor Andrew Wallace-Hadrill is the director of the Herculaneum Conservation Project, speaking with us from Cambridge University. ABC Radio National Breakfast, 16 to 7.